Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
We're still very early morning, huh? But today, not too many people. So it's, I think it's 1937, November 9th. After communion today, Jesus told me how much he desires to come to human hearts. I decide to unite myself with human souls, Jesus says. My great delight is to unite myself with souls. Note my daughter, that when I come to a human heart in Holy Communion, my hands are full of all graces, which I want to give to the soul. But souls do not even pay attention to me. They leave me to myself and busy themselves with other things. Oh, how sad I am that souls do not recognize love. They treat me as a dead object. I answer Jesus, O treasure of my heart, the only object of my love and entire delight of my soul, I want to adore you in my heart, as you are adored in the throne of your eternal glory. My love wants to make up to you, at least in part, for the coldness of so great a number of souls. Jesus, behold my heart, which is for you a dwelling place, to which no one else has entry. Your alone repose in it, as in a beautiful garden. So allow Jesus come to your heart as a garden. Give space to Jesus to come. O my Jesus, farewell. I must go ready to take up my task, but I will prove my love for you with sacrifice, neither neglecting nor letting any chance for practicing its divine. When I left the chapel, Mother Superior said to me, you will not go to the catechetical lecture, sister, but remain on duty. Very well, Jesus, I thus had throughout the day very many opportunities for sacrifice. I omitted none. Owing to the strength of spirit, I drew from Holy Communion. There are times in life when a soul is in such a state that it does not seem to understand human speech. Everything tries it, and nothing but ardent prayer will put it at ease. In fervent prayer, the soul finds relief, and even if it wanted explanation from creatures, these would only make it more restless. During one time of prayer, I learned how pleasing to God was the soul of Father Andres. He is a true child of God. It is rare that divine sonship shines forth so clearly in a soul, and this because he has a special devotion to the Mother of God. Oh my Jesus, although I have such very strong impulsions, I am to act on them slowly, and this only in order not to spoil my work with my haste. Oh my Jesus, you give me to know your mysteries, and you want me to transmit them to other souls. Soon now, it will be possible for me to act. At a moment of apparent absolute destruction, my mission, now no longer hindered by anything, will begin, which is the will of God in this, and will not change. Although many persons will oppose it, nothing will change of God's will. So his primary work is to spread the divine mercy. So many people are against it. So at that time, she said, it's more safe, it's more or less ready. It's 1937, died in 1938, so just one more year. So she has to finish it. I see Father Sopoko, how his mind is busily occupied and working in God's cause in order to present the visions of God, the officials of the church. So he's the person who go to Rome to negotiate the divine mercy. As a result of his efforts, a new light will shine in the church of God for the consolation of souls. Although for the present his soul is filled with bitterness, as though that were to be the reward for his efforts in the cause of the Lord, this will not, however, be the case. I see his joy, which nothing will diminish. God will grant him some of this joy already here on earth. I have never before come upon great faithfulness to God extinguishes this soul. So he appreciates Father Sopoko. He's the one who makes all the efforts to make it possible, the divine mercy be possible. During supper in the refectory today, I felt God's grace, I felt God's gaze in the depths of my heart. Such a vivid presence pervaded my soul that for a while I had no idea where I was. The sweet presence of God kept filling my soul, and at times I could understand what the sisters were saying to me. So she's in ecstasy. She's outside herself. Imagine, huh? That's why all the jealousy from the other sisters. She's the only one who always, they say, have dreams. All the good that is in me is due to Holy Communion. I owe everything to it. So, take heart. Receive Holy Communion with heart. Not just let it go. Oh, very important. Every time, Holy Communion, important time. I feel that this holy fire has transformed me completely. Oh, how happy I am to be a dwelling place for you, O Lord. My heart is a temple in which you dwell continually. So when you receive Holy Communion, you yourself be a temple that Jesus stay in. Not your heart is fading away. This November 26, 1937. In the course of this retreat, one day retreat, the Lord has given me the light to know His will more profoundly and to abandon myself completely to the holy will of God. This light has confirmed me in profound peace, making me understand that I should fear nothing except sin. Whatever God sends me, accept with complete submission to His holy will. Whatever sickness, tiredness, loneliness, she accept everything as God's will, just to live with joy. Wherever He puts me, I will try faithfully to do His holy will, as well as His wishes, to the extent of my power to do so, even if the will of God were to be as hard and difficult for me as was the will of the Heavenly Father for His Son, as He prayed for the God in the Garden of Olives. So Jesus in the garden, no, He is praying that the cup be away from Him, from her. So you imagine, it's a very, very hard time. And Sister Faustina wanted to share, even to the extent of this cup, she wanted to share. I have come to see that if the will of the Heavenly Father was fulfilled in this way, in His well-beloved Son, it will be fulfilled in us in exactly the same way. So agreed. If Jesus accepts this cup in this way, we too, we do the same. By this, then my soul becomes like unto Jesus. So this is what we become in our Jesus. So we not only always glorified body, but also at times suffering body. And the greater the sufferings, the more I see that I'm becoming like Jesus. So the more you suffer, tell yourself, you look like more Jesus. Don't just complain. Why you? It's a gift. This is the surest way. If some other way were better, Jesus would have shown it to me. Suffering in no way take away my peace. So, peace comes from the will of God. On the other hand, although I enjoy profound peace, in peace that does not lessen my experience of suffering. So it's two things. Suffering, it doesn't mean you have no peace. your peace, even though you still suffer, still you enjoy the peace. That's important. Many times you say, I have peace because everything is okay. Although my face is often bowed to the ground, and my heart and my tears flowed profusely, at the same time, my soul is filled with profound peace and happiness. Joyful, joyful is our heart. I want to hide myself in your most beautiful, most merciful heart as a dewdrop does in a flower blossom. Enclose me in this blossom against the frost of the world. No one can conceive the happiness which my heart enjoys in its solitude alone with God. Today I heard a voice in my soul. Oh, if sinners knew my mercy, they would not perish in such great numbers. So many people, many souls faded because they don't trust in the mercy of the Lord. Tell sinful souls not to be afraid to approach me. Speak to them of my great mercy. This is the need of Jesus. Many people go away because they don't trust. The Lord said to me, the loss of each soul plunges me into mortal sadness. You know, Jesus suffered more when a soul lost in hell. You always console me when you pray for sinners. So whenever for sinners, pray for sinners, Jesus is very happy. So we too do something great for Jesus, praying for sinners. Of course, pray for ourselves. We are too sinners. Don't presume that you are a saint and praying for sinners. We need to suffer as much as our sinner would like to suffer, and pray for sinners. The prayer most pleasing to me is prayer for the conversion of sinners. Know, my daughter, that this prayer is always heard and answered. So Jesus is always listening to the prayer for the sinners. Maybe the time you pray for more money, more holiday, maybe not Jesus not listening to this request. But Jesus listening to you, all the little things for the souls in purgatory, for the souls in need. Jesus listen. Advent is approaching. I want to prepare my heart for the coming of the Lord Jesus by silence and recollection of spirit. So it is very important also. Silence and recollection. Although you are not a sister, but you still can live like a sister. You know, not just all the time telephoning, gossiping. This is not the way. If you want to follow Faustina, stop this habit, gossiping. Because gossiping makes your heart faded away from the love of God. Because of gossiping, always negative, mostly negative. You seldom praise a person. How nice, that person loved me so much. I really appreciate her. You always say, how am I? You're all the ingredients put into. And that's not the way, huh? So, although now is not the time of Advent, but I want to prepare my heart for the coming of the Lord Jesus by silence and recollection of spirit, uniting myself with the Most Holy Mother and faithfully imitating her virtue of silence, by which she found pleasure in the eyes of God Himself. I trust that by her side I will persevere in this resolution. When I entered the chapel for a moment in the evening, I felt a terrible thorn in my heart, in my head. This lasted for a short time, but the pricking was so painful that in an instant my heart dropped onto the communion rail. It seemed to me that the thorn had thrust itself into my brain. But all this is nothing. It is for the sake of souls to obtain God's mercy for them. So to take every suffering as a contribution. Even you have no time to pray. Some headache often. I live from 1 hour to the next and am not be able to get along in any other way. I want to make the best possible way use of the present moment, faithfully accomplishing everything that it gives me. In all things, I depend on God with unwavering trust. So she mentioned a very important point. Live the present moment well, moment by moment. Don't go too far ahead. Yesterday, I received a letter from Father Sopoko. I learned that God's work is progressing, however slowly. I'm very happy about this, and I have redoubled my prayers for this entire work. I've come to learn that, for the present, so far as my participation in the work is concerned, the Lord is asking for prayer and sacrifice. So even Jesus asked her to promote the divine mercy, but still she has to suffer altogether. Action on my part could indeed thwart God's plans, as Father Sopoko wrote in yesterday's letter. Oh my Jesus, grant me the grace to be an obedient instrument in your hands. I've learned from this letter how great is the light which God grants to this priest. This confirms me in the conviction that God will carry out this work through him despite the mountain obstacles. So whatever is God's will, it will be done. But not without problem, not without difficulties. I know well that the greater and the more beautiful the work is, the more terrible will be the storm that rage against it. If you think to do something very great, be ready to do something ready for you to carry a cross. You will pray for big grace, you need to. Of course, grace is free of charge. But you have to pay for. Salvation is free of charge, but it's paid for, you know. It's free of charge, of course. But you need to have you open your pocket, because your pocket is closed. You teach us everything. How can the grace come in? So, re-stitch your pocket so that the grace of God can come in. So, when re-stitch is very, very painful, right? God, in this unfathomable decrease, often allows it to be that those who have expended most effort in accomplishing some work do not enjoy its fruit here on earth. You see, even she do something great, she had no time to enjoy the fruit. She died, you know, until 2000. Recognized officially by the church in year 2000, 70 years later. She died in 1938, until another 70 years, she could not enjoy the fruit. It's true. St. Francis of Assisi, when he died, he didn't enjoy any peace, because already when he died, all these three groups already fighting among themselves. You know, his body, on the day of his burial, somebody stole it. St. Francis of Assisi. Because there are three groups. Every group claimed him to be their father. So, of course, some group claimed to be the first group. So maybe the second group and third group, how dare you say you are the first, we are the first. Different spirit, no? Or Franciscan. So they stole his body and secretly buried under the altar, in a small altar, at the back of the altar. So on the day of funeral, nobody, not resurrection, the body. So, only many years later, when they try to renew the church and, you know, take up some old things, but they don't know, and they find out there's a body inside an altar. So they presume that should be, you know, how dare people bury under the altar. That should be St. Francis of Assisi. That's many years later, you can imagine. Even the saints on his life, they didn't enjoy not much peace. At such moments, strengthen them for further struggles and ordeals. These are the souls that bear closest and resemblance of the Savior to the Savior, who in the work which is founded here on earth tastes nothing but bitterness. You know, Jesus on the cross, nothing. Even God the Father is abandoning him. He feels the same thing of God, why have you forsaken me? Nothing. Even he gave out his mother, son, see your mother. Even he gave out his son, his mother, and his God the Father abandoned him. Just lonely bitterness. And that's the price for salvation. So, lamentation just for singing, but not from your heart to pray like this way. Don't just go against God. God's love. Some things against your will, but doesn't mean God doesn't love you. He loves you in a way it's different from what you think. Oh my Jesus, may you be blessed by everything. I rejoice that your most holy will is being accomplished. That is quite enough to make me happy, you know, just to do the will of God. It's her happiness. Faustina is here for the last week. So next week she'll go back to her hometown. Hidden Jesus, in you lies all strength. In the Blessed Sacrament. From my most tender years, the Lord Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament has attracted me to himself. Once, when I was 7 years old, at a Vesper service conducted before the Lord Jesus in the monstrance, the love of God was imparted to me for the first time and filled my little heart. And the Lord gave me understanding of divine things. From that day until this, my love for the hidden God has been growing constantly to the point of closest intimacy at the age of 7. Before the Blessed Sacrament, Faustina experienced the closeness of God towards her. Although from her life story that for some women, she enjoy life, forget about God for some women, but very short moment. That at one time, when she was at a dancing party, his father, he's kind of vision, Jesus standing beside her, all with blood, just stay in the garden, and Jesus tell her, how much time shall I wait for you? Because she wants, she said already, very beginning, she wanted to love Jesus wholeheartedly. But suddenly, with all her companions, the other sisters, you know, so for one moment, she quitted. She tried to escape, I think, humanly speaking. But Jesus keep him. So that day, when Jesus appeared to her, so she quietly go back to her seat, cried, and secretly she left the hall, the dancing hall, and go to a church and pray. Ever since she decided to be close to Jesus. Anybody can have this experience, a kind of faded glory. But we need to. All the strength of my soul flows from the Blessed Sacrament. I spend all my free moments in conversation with Him. He is my Master. So enjoy time when you sit anew before the Blessed Sacrament. Share with Jesus whatever you need. Not just tell Him to delete all your problems, but with the strength, with the desires, Feast of Faustina, whatever, the will of God, even to the point to drink the cup, you're ready. One more phrase. November 30th, 1937. When I was going upstairs this evening, a strange dislike for everything having to do with God suddenly came to over me. At that, I heard Satan, who said to me, "Think no more about this work. God is not as merciful as you say He is. Do not pray for sinners, because they will be damned all the same. And by this work of mercy, you expose your own self to damnation." Temptation. Suddenly, kind of negative thoughts. "Talk no more about this mercy of God with your confessor, and especially Lord with Father Sepulchre and Father Andres." At this point, the voice took the appearance of my guardian angel. And at that moment, I replied, "I know who you are, the father of lies. I made the sign of the cross, and the angel vanishes with great racket and fury." So, imagine, when a soul is so full of fire, the devil is coming suddenly and give all the negative feeling. It happened. So, it's nice just to not to never be afraid of devil, but just to heart. That's why important. Have your rosary in your pocket all the time. Temptation comes very often. Hand off the. Sometimes you don't know the moment. At times when you feel you're strong, be careful. That's what St. Paul says. When I'm strong, I'm weak. So better you feel you're always weak, that you need to come to Jesus. Only in Jesus we have the unique strength from Him. Okay.